Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN. Perform, work out, energize at GenerationUCAN.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops. By Polar, winners are made of blood, sweat, and data. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we just sent out 3,260 grants totaling $4.8 million to keep challenge athletes in the game of life through sport. To help out, go to challengedathletes.org and you can check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here. Longtime friend and the director of education at Headstrong Fitness. He is the main man behind the movement tour that's coming up here in San Diego, September 21st and 22nd at the beautiful Mission Bay Hilton. His name is Mr. Steve K. Ty. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
No problems. It's not often that somebody has a movement tour that's coming here to San Diego. Talk a little bit about what you got going on.
Yeah, definitely. So about a year ago, we partnered up with a company called Balanced Body. So the two of us, Bosu and Balanced Body, said, hey, you know, there's a lot of great fitness events out there, but what if we did something different? Like, what if we did something a little bit more intimate, a little bit more special?
Yeah.
And so we came up with this concept to do the movement tour, and we're launching our first one next month in San Diego.
And you have when I look at sort of the who's who of people who will be teaching, and people can get credits for the classes as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is really kind of an immersive turnkey fitness experience where we've got people will get continuing education credits. They'll have it's a single-track curriculum, so it's meant to have more opportunities to kind of meet up and connect with people. We've baked in opportunities where they can have time with the presenters afterwards, because a lot of these big fitness events, you know, you run from one session to the other, and there's just not that connection and community. And so we wanted to make something a little bit more intimate, that's kind of the gist of it.
What I like about your background is when we first knew you, you were really more of a weightlifting guy. And then you won the Degree Every Man contest, moved out here to San Diego to train to do Ironman Florida. And I remember your coach, Paul Huddle, said, we want to take him from bench pressing 300 to bench pressing 100 and basically turn him into an endurance guy. So you went from a weightlifting guy to an endurance guy. And then after that, you really moved TRX and Bosu. How have you balanced all of that? Because when you talk about the movement tour and balancing body, you've sort of done that with your career.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think for me, I really shifted from, just kind of doing heavy weight training to kind of more of a holistic approach. I mean, really, you know, what I love about what we're doing is just like we're trying to get people to move better at the end of the day. And that's really, you know, when we also wanted to connect up with Challenge Athletes Foundation, because what you guys do fits directly back to what we're doing. It's all about empowering, enabling, and helping people move better in sport and in life. And so, that's really how it all evolved.
Back in the day, if you were an endurance guy, you never came close to a weight room. If you were somebody who worked out at the gym, you weren't doing any aerobic type of stuff. And that's changed significantly in the last number of years. CrossFit guys are strong, and there's endurance, and you know, with the advent of obstacle course racing and short triathlons, and people, do you see that people basically, someone like a Steve Kaytai could go to the movement tour on a weekend, the next weekend run a 5K, the following weekend do an obstacle course race, and do a CrossFit competition the week after that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, really what we're trying to do is we're trying to create something where we have these movement principles and we have programming that will help people with their performance, right? So it's not just about that person, but even if they have a client. So we might have group instructors coming, or personal trainers, or Pilates instructors. We'll have a whole gambit of different people coming to this event. But it's like, how can we make them move better, and then give them the tools and the toolkits that they can take back to their clients on Monday morning and help them as well? So that's really kind of what's behind this.
What did you gain from those years where you were training for Ironman and you were really a long-distance triathlon guy? And when you moved from there into TRX and then in BOSU, what did you gain from the endurance side that has helped you in the fitness side?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's about a lot of different pieces of fitness. It's the endurance side really helps with the cardio piece, so that you can do things for longer durations. But it's, adding the strength element. And then when I was training for Ironman, I also did yoga. Yoga was part of my regimen. So it's like, it's really having this balance of different movement principles and not just, pigeonholing yourself into one specific discipline. And that's what I loved about triathlon in general, is swim, bike, run, right?
Right.
So not only, you're not just beating yourself up in the sagittal plane, running in one direction, you're swimming and you're moving different ways. And so you don't, I feel like you have a longer longevity in a sport like triathlon. And then adding fitness onto that too, like mix it up. Don't just do the same thing over and over and have, that's when you start seeing injuries and overuse problems.
So the movement tour, September 21st and 22nd over at the San Diego Resort and Spa, the Hilton San Diego Resort and Spa, themovementtour.com, pretty easy to find it. Talk a little bit about what will people be exposed to during those 2 days?
Yeah, so great question. So one of the cool things that we did, was said, hey, look, like we want exclusive content. This is content that we created from scratch just for this event, just for this series. We're going to run one this year, and hopefully next year we're going to run two or three. But we've sort of centered it around our movement principles of programming to enhance performance. And so we use things like, foundational movements and, creating a programming toolbox. So it's like, here's the framework that you can take away with you and apply hundreds of different exercises and different programs from what you're going to learn here at this event. So, the curriculum, like I said, it's single track. So everyone's in the same room at the same time. And there's tons of opportunity to interact. So the participants really have a voice in this event too. So, it's 2 days. We also have a pre-con on the front of that. So that Friday, BOSU and Balanced Body are offering education as well, that also has CECs and different training packages.
Very cool. And who are some of the instructors you're excited to have here?
Oh my gosh, our presenting team is like globally like renowned presenters. The five of them have well over 100 years of experience in fitness. And so, yeah, it's such a really good kind of dynamic team. And what's cool about this event is we might have one lead presenter on the stage, but the whole time, all five of them will be on. They're going to be, interacting and coaching, and maybe in a smaller group that's, helping out. So what's cool is it's just not one person. It's the entire group, the entire 2 days. So again, you really get to learn who they are and have that opportunity to connect.
What have you seen, Steve, is some of the bigger changes in the fitness industry over the last number of years? Because there's obviously been, with the advent of CrossFit and programs like that, a lot of new things happening. How has it changed from your perspective?
Yeah, it's a good question. I feel like it goes in different cycles, right? I mean, Group X was really big,
yep,
back in the day, and then you've seen some different shifts in the industry. But at the end of the day, I think what people really want is they want that experience. They want that special experience. If they're going to go to the gym, and take a class, a lot of it really has to do with the presenter, the master trainer leading it. But I think it's like, okay, I want to feel good. I want to connect with the group. And I think that's where CrossFit's really strong, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you're creating the sense of camaraderie and community and that connection piece that it almost goes back to like when you were maybe in high school or college and you were in a team sport and you were like part of that team. And I think if you can connect those dots with anyone today, it could be in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s. If you can harness that energy, that's what people want to come back for.
What I see a lot of when you look at Peloton and companies like that, where they're doing, you know, they're creating an indoor workout, but really it's people are in their own homes doing those workouts. Are you seeing more and more of that? And is part of the movement tour to empower people to do some of their own at-home workouts?
Yeah, that's definitely a big trend that you're seeing, but I think there's probably some different demographics. I mean, some of the people that we're focusing on are the fitness professionals, the ones that are trainers out there, Group X, yoga, Pilates, you name it. And then some of the more of the mirror and the Pelotons, I think, might be touching a slightly different person. Not to say that they might not also be a personal trainer,
sure,
but it's more that consumer that is a fitness enthusiast but might not necessarily have their own clients and do their own training.
So talk a little bit about, I know that Headstrom Fitness is, BOSU is part of that. What else is underneath that umbrella of Headstrom Fitness?
Yeah, Headstrom Fitness, they're based in Ashland, Ohio, and one of their main brands that's probably the more well-known is BOSU. BOSU has been in the business for 20 years, and they are most well-known for the balanced trainer,
yeah,
like that half-blue dome ball. But they also have a lot of other products that people don't know about. And so it's not just a product company. It's a comprehensive fitness brand that has programming, education, training, and products, right? So that's BOSU. And then Headstrom Fitness also has a brand called Surge. And Surge is a relatively newer brand. And what's really cool about Surge is they have water-filled products today. So you get, picture like back in the day, they used to make different slosh tubes. So you'd get PVC piping, you put some water in it, and then you'd cap it, and then you'd get a workout using the water and the dynamics of that inertia running through the tube. And so that's just an example of one of the products that we have is the Surge Storm. Comes in different weights and sizes, but it's really effective. It's really dynamic because the body's either like turn on and light up to manage that weight and that load that moves throughout the tube.
I love that. Again, coming up, it's September 21st and 22nd, the Movement Tour. And with us is Steve Kaytai, Director of Education for Headstrom Fitness. And Steve, in terms of, I also see that there's going to be a surf and safari, which is the gala party. What other things besides just the, just in terms of the Movement Tour, what other party aspects will you have?
Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely want to call out our special keynotes. I mean, again, we're super stoked to be partnered with Challenged Athletes Foundation. They've been near and dear to my heart for 15-plus years. And so, again, they connect with what we're doing, what we're about, and we're super happy to have the keynote with yourself, Mr. Bob Babbitt, co-founder of CAF.
and Scout Bassett.
And Scout Bassett.
Bassett story. Actually, she won a gold medal down in right now at the Pan Pacific Games. And she's kicking butt, won a gold in the long jump. So the timing couldn't be better.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we're very excited. And we'll have a lot of fun and games there too. So that's the other thing about fitness. You got to make it fun. Make it functional, and then that's a win.
Yeah, and the other aspect of this, which is fun, if you're at the Hilton San Diego Resort and Spa, is about a half mile from where the first ever triathlon was held in September of 1974, Fiesta Island. Great places to swim, bike, run right there. Plus, a great pool at the hotel. The Movement Tour, and you can sign up. And Steve, so the signups are still open?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's some limited space available, but yeah, we definitely do go to the website and you can sign up right there.
Love it, Steve, as always. Thank you so much for taking time. Thank you for involving CAF here. It's we've had a pretty cool partnership for, has it been 15 years?
Yeah, 2003.
Oh my God, when you first came out here. What type of shock was that? Here you are, you're working for, I think, Key Bank in Ohio, and you win this contest to get a spot in the Ironman Triathlon and come out here, and now you've got Paul Newby Frazier and Paul Huddle training you to do this triathlon thing. Had you done a triathlon before that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was like shock in a good way. I'll never forget the first time I went down to La Jolla Cove, and on a Friday, you know, it was like 5 o'clock, and I'm like, normally in Cleveland, I'd be maybe going to the happy hour or something, I don't know. And here, there was like hundreds of people, like, you know, suiting up in the lawn to go for a swim in the cove. And I was just like, wow, this is a different universe here. This is definitely the mecca of triathlon, which it just changed my life.
I'm not in Ohio anymore. And then you've got a little condo in Encinitas, and they're basically degree is paying for everything, and you're on salary to be a triathlete. There was a lot of people jealous of you at that time.
I know. And just like body surfing at sunset, I had to stop telling my wife, you know, what I was doing after work. You know, it was
like we'd go body surfing and then go to Chiefs. And yeah, that was some good times. But then finishing that Ironman, when you went to Ironman Florida and finished that first Ironman, how special was that for you?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was just something that just, you know, 5 months of culmination of, like, all the training, all the hard work, amazing experiences, all the smaller triathlons that I think went into that kind of training program, you know, and then to finish and cross that finish line, it's something that is, you'll never forget, you know, you can't put it in words, you know, it's just, you know, you get the chills, the energy, the adrenaline, everything that's happening in that moment, it's really special.
Well, especially coming from your background. It really had no background in swim, bike, or run. And to be able to finish the Ironman, that was sort of a proof of concept. Can we take somebody who really, not like you were off the couch, you were a fit guy, but could the degree every man Ironman take somebody and within X amount of months have them ready to do an Ironman, which obviously happened. And then your lifestyle, that became your lifestyle for, you know, moving forward from then on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I still might have one iron left in me. We'll see. But
I love it. Love it. Hey, well, we're looking forward to seeing you on September 21st and 22nd here for the Movement Tour at the Hilton San Diego Resort and Spa. Steve Kataj has been our guest. Steve, thank you, sir, for taking so much time. I look forward to seeing you and speaking to your group on the 21st.
Brilliant. Thanks, Babbitt. Appreciate it.
Again, we are brought to you by UCAN. Perform, workout, energize. That's generationucan.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops. By Polar, winners are made of blood, sweat, and data. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we just sent out 3,260 grants totaling $4.8 million. Keep Challenge Athletes in the game of life through sport. To help out, go to challengeathletes.org and check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here.